Hey again, Change Nation, Josh here. Wanted to come back at you again. This is something that you've probably heard me do here before. If you've been tuning into the podcast, if you're just listening in for the first time, though, this is something I do every once in a while where I'll come in at the end of part two, depending on how I'm feeling and how much time is left over too. But a lot of times I just feel really inspired to connect directly with you and talk one-on-one through some of the key takeaways from the interview that I just had. And I really am feeling called to do that today, so I'm going to. I want to talk through a couple of things that really stuck out to me with my interview with Haley from Catch a Fire that I think are really important for us to land on and unpack a little bit. So I want to spend some time with that. And I think you can probably guess if you listened that the first thing I want to spend some time on is this idea of intrapreneurship. And we're going to talk through that, what that means to you, and what that means to you specifically on your journey towards social entrepreneurship and purpose-driven work. And so we're going to talk about that idea of intrapreneurship. And then the second thing and the last thing I'll talk about is what I'm calling right now this idea of answering the nag. And I'll explain that. But those are the two things that I want to talk about. So let's go ahead and first just start by this idea of intrapreneurship. I was really glad that Haley mentioned that. It is an idea that I was aware of. I had heard about. I've mentioned on here before, I'm finishing graduate work in social entrepreneurship. And one of the things that we study a lot is this idea of intrapreneurship. So I was aware of it, but I was glad she brought it up. I hadn't really thought to bring that up on the show, but I think it's hugely important. The idea of intrapreneurship is basically this. If you are working with a company and you go out and you create a new idea in that company, you create a new project and you take it on and you lead the charge and you drive it forward, all the while using the tools and the infrastructure that that company has built up. In other words, you become a leader in that company. You become a leader of a particular movement or a micro movement. That is where you would be defined as an intrapreneur. An internal entrepreneur is essentially the two words that are combined there. So that's what that means. The reason that I want to highlight that is really the whole reason that I wanted to bring Haley with Catch a Fire here today is this. I know that if you're tuning into the podcast, you have at some level wanted to launch a social movement and you felt this burning desire, no matter where you're at right now, you felt that burning desire to drive some kind of movement forward. And what I want you to consider is whether or not intrapreneurship might be a better path. And I want to be careful with the way I say that because I think it is important that if you are destined for social entrepreneurship, if you are destined to create a movement, you've got to do it. But I want to make sure that you consider all of your options. And I don't think that starting an organization, starting a new movement is necessarily the destiny for everyone, even for everyone tuning into this show. I think that what you have to do is you have to take the time and do the things that help you discover your path, the one that's unique to you. And as part of that, I think that you should at least consider if intrapreneurship might be a good path. And here's what that would practically look like. I don't think that every business or every nonprofit is going to encourage it. Certainly a lot more of them do, especially as millennials come into the workforce in droves. Companies are realizing that to keep top talent, they have to provide these kind of leadership and entrepreneur opportunities. And so that is becoming increasingly important for companies to build that in, to weave that into their structure. So what that means to you is that there are a lot more companies that would allow that opportunity. And here's the kinds of things that I think you would want to look for in a company. I think, first of all, if you find a purpose-driven company, and there are a lot of those, even traditional companies that are moving into weave more of a purpose-driven story into who they are, which means there are lots of new and different opportunities around purpose-driven work within those companies. I think anytime that you find a company like that, and the best way to do it is really, honestly, just looking at the story that they tell on their website. And if they have a blog, read through that and get a feeling for who they are, for their identity. And that'll, I think, tell you what you need to know in terms of just an initial, you know, first glance, whether or not they're purpose-driven. And once you find that, there's a good chance that they would encourage intrapreneurship. And so that's one option. Another option, though, I think, is really look for opportunities in intrapreneurship in your current position, wherever you are, look at ways that you can maybe transition into more of a leadership role or stay in the role you're in now and take on a entrepreneurial project. In other words, take on your own project, drive it forward, but use the tools of the business that are already there in place for you. And the reason I say that might be a good option is two reasons. One, even if you go on and become a full-fledged social entrepreneur, start your own movement and build it from scratch, you'll get a lot of valuable skills from entrepreneurship, and you'll learn a lot of important things. You might find that the direction you thought that your social entrepreneurial movement was going to go is actually very different. And that's an important realization too, by the way. But the second reason that I think entrepreneurship is an option you should consider is this, and I'll just tell you from my own personal experience, and I mentioned this in the interview. Social Change Nation, there are a lot of pieces that we've built out here that are very technological. So, you know, building out our email list, building out our social media presence, and building a movement on social media. What else? Building a website, building a system to connect with people who are coming onto our website, building a system to share this podcast. All of those things were very tech-driven. And it took me a long time, because I was on my own at first. I was building this community from scratch. It took me a long time to learn those things and to get those tools in place. And ultimately, those were the tools that I needed to express my art. But ultimately, what I wanted to do was express my art. I wanted to build a movement around social change. I wanted to build a movement of change agents. That was where my heart was at. I wanted to share the stories of social entrepreneurs, share the tools that they use so that people didn't have to make the same mistakes that some of the early starters made when they were just trying to figure this whole world out. That's what I wanted to do. That's my passion, is to be the toolbox for social entrepreneurial startups. That's what I wanted to do. But there were a lot of systems and tools and things that I had to learn before I could even start to do that and start to share my story. And in my case, that was just what I had to do. And I sat down and I thought that through, and there was just no way that I was going to find an existing company where I could do it like that. But that was my case. That may not be true for you. And if you find that you can do it in an existing company, here's the kicker. You won't have to build out all that machinery that I did. A lot of it will probably be there for you, and you'll have a support team and people behind you and people you can network with who want to help that grow. And so social entrepreneurship can be a great option, both for the long term, if that's the fit for you, but at the very least as a way to lead you in to becoming a full-fledged social entrepreneur. And so those are my thoughts on entrepreneurship. I think it's a really interesting concept. A lot more companies are trying to encourage it, and I think that it's something you should definitely consider at least exploring. So that's my two cents on that. The second piece is this idea of listening to the nag. And it's a theme that we've heard so many times on this podcast that is so critical. And I'm just going to talk directly to you right now. You're listening to this podcast, so I know that at some level you've felt a nagging and you've felt a pull to do something different and to spark social change, to lead or create a movement. In one way or another, you felt that pull, you felt that nag. You're sitting in a position that you just don't feel is really turning on your passions, is really linking up with the change that you want to create. And that has caused you discomfort. In fact, might even be causing you pain. And I say that because I was there. I know for me, it was pain. It was more than a nag. It was an intense pull that was telling me I had to do something different. I had to find a way to take the talents and skills and passion and heart I had for social change and leverage that into something that made a difference. And it became so painful that I could not ignore it. I had to do something about it, and I was going to do whatever I needed to do to make it happen. And I know there are those of you out there who are in that position too, at some level. Don't ignore that. Act on it. Act on it now. I'm not saying you have to go and quit your job tomorrow. I'm saying you need to start doing some things to process through that and to answer that nagging. You have to. You have to do it now. Don't put it off. Find a way. I mean, that's why I think this Catchify interview was so powerful. Find a way to just do some project-based volunteering, some virtual volunteering. Or if it's the fit for you, find a way to regularly volunteer at some place that you think ties into this passion and this social change that you want to create. Find a way to do that little by little and start answering that nag. And you'll find out a lot more, and I think you'll feel a lot better, and it will take you in the direction that you know you need to go. So answer the nag. Answer the nag. Don't wake up years from now and realize that you've ignored it. We've got this one life. You've got this one chance. And I'll take it a step further. I'll take it a step further. If you have the skills, the talents, and the passion to serve a particular community, to create social change in a certain area, and you don't do it, you're doing a disservice to all of those people you could potentially help. You are uniquely gifted, and you were given a unique set of talents to do a unique thing on this earth. And if you're not headed in the direction, at least headed in the direction of doing that, you need to get yourself on that path right now. Because there are people out there who are depending on you. Answer the nag. Answer it. Listen to that voice that is telling you there needs to be a different way for you. Answer that voice that is telling you that you are destined to spark social change. Answer it. Well, Change Nation, as you can tell, that is something that is fairly personal for me because, like I said, that nagging and that pull got very painful for me. And honestly, I ignored it for quite a bit longer than I should have. And I don't want that for you. And so that is why I thought it was important to take this time and to talk through that. So I hope that I got through and I hope that you will answer that and you will start acting today. And if you need help finding out how to do that, if you know you need to, but you're at a loss of how, email me. I'm josh@socialchangenation.com. You can email me anytime. And sometimes it takes me a little while to get back. My email gets pretty full, but I will get back to you. Email me and let's talk through it. But find a way to answer that nag. And that's what I'm going to leave you with today, Change Nation. Always great connecting with you here in these last few minutes. Hope you enjoyed that interview today. And I'll talk to you again next week when we're back with another great interview. Be sure, if you're just signing onto the podcast for the first time, that you're linking up with us on the newsletter. You'll hear me mention this probably again in the closing, but I just want to highlight how important that is. That's the way that I keep in touch with you. That's the way that we keep you connected to this community. So be sure that you're on our newsletter. It just gives you a weekly update on the podcasts, my blog posts, that kind of thing. So take care of yourselves out there, Change Nation, and we'll talk to you again here real soon at the Voices of Social Change podcast, podcasted proudly from the Kansas City Startup Village.